live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrow.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's just gone 10:30 and it's time to catch up with Lucy Barrett. It's been a while, Lucy.
It has been a while, yes.
But we've been busy doing lots of things.
Yes, so. I went to Italy.
Oh, that's probably why. Yes. That sounds rather lovely.
Yes, went to Italy for our 30th wedding anniversary.
Oh, how lovely. Yes. That is very nice.
Yes, it was really lovely.
Now, I also noticed as you walked in that you have got the most beautiful, it's like a denim, it's like a purple, no, what colour would you call it?
Plum. It's like a dark pink.
Dark pink, yes, dark pink.
Dark pink.
And obviously that very much fits my colour schemes. Thank you very much. It's nice for you to leave.
You may not have it, Alex.
It's nice for you to leave it as you leave. And it's got like rhinestones on it, hasn't it?
Yes, it is a Jane Horwood of Trash Chic purchase.
Very good.
When I was with Jane,
and I didn't even know that, so.
Yes, yeah. So yeah, pre-loved, Jane does pre-loved, yes, and I love it, and I've worn it a lot.
Yes, and we were just saying that we'll come back to this topic on sizing, but because of that, you tried it on because of the colour before.
Yes.
You're looking at the size.
Yes.
And the size isn't the size you'd normally try, so you wouldn't have picked it up if you'd just seen it and said, oh, that's the size you thought, no.
Yeah, I just thought it was going to be too big. And also, I don't normally do a lot of bling.
No, but
I thought it's something different to, you know, going outside our comfort zone, which is something, you know, connected
tell
to
other
what we're
people.
Going to talk
yeah.
about today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and we've been talking about various parts of your kind of coaching process, and there's a lot to it, and there's a lot. And I was just saying earlier that it's not just what the clothes you wear, is it? It's definitely your attitude to your whole mood and everything else. So today we're talking about style stories. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so when we're talking about like the you part of the style coaching process, we've already talked about lifestyle, haven't we, and personal style, your preferences. But sometimes we kind of get a little bit stuck in a story, like a style story. So it could be the way you talk about yourself to yourself. It could be things that you've read or heard growing up, like, you know, things like blue and green must never be seen, or I worked with a client recently who'd been told when she was very young, never wear more than two colours at once.
Oh.
And she wanted to wear prints. And so we can get a little bit stuck with these. We might have read it in a magazine somewhere, or, I don't know, told it at work.
Stripes is another one.
Stripes,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
we can have lots of things that we've read or been told, or we've just decided somewhere along, like, oh, that colour doesn't work for me, but we don't really know what the process of why you're saying that is, or maybe someone made a comment when you were wearing it. All these kind of things can get stored up, and we can give ourselves labels, can't we? You know, lots of different labels about our body or about our style or all these different things. So really part of the process is looking at that and trying to unpick the ones that aren't helpful and being aware of, you know, you don't even necessarily need to go back and find where it came from. Just say, well, I say this, or I have this, or, you know, I have this about my clothes. Like the saving for best is a big one as well,
yes,
isn't it? Or I don't deserve to have to spend money on myself, or all these kind of little things that we can tell ourselves. And we're so used to doing it that maybe we don't realise we're even doing it. So as a way of like just becoming aware and then making more of a conscious choice, you know, is it true that I am this, that and the other, or do I have to do that anymore? But it's in that awareness, isn't it? Oh, I actually do that. Like you were just saying earlier, you know, sometimes you buy things because you love it, and then afterwards you think, oh, where am I going to wear it? And you've forgotten about the lifestyle part. But it's almost maybe like a pattern, your one pattern you have about your shopping that comes up.
I think we call
impulse that comes up over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's like you, because it's so automatic, you don't really have any choice or control over it. But once you see it, oh, that's a pattern I've got. Or maybe some people avoid colour, or
I mean, this is something which you may not realise now, but when I was younger, I would always avoid all colour. I didn't have any colour in my wardrobe. It was black, or if not black, you know, I might have stretched to grey, and that was about it.
Radical.
Yeah, exactly, because that was it, and I used to dress all in black, and that was it. And I don't know what's happened, but just suddenly I thought, no, hang on, this isn't right. I think, hang on, we've both got frogs today.
Yeah.
I think I suddenly thought, well, not, it wasn't a sudden, it would have been a process of actually exploring colour, and I wear now colours of all
Well, you have colourful hair.
I have colourful hair, which helps.
Yeah.
But I think that often used to wear black because of having colourful hair and thinking, oh, no, that won't go with it.
Yeah, worried about clashing with other things.
Yeah, now I'll wear all sorts of colours together and patterns and prints and whatever. And you realise that once you've kind of broken that mental rule, then you're free to do anything, really.
And I think sometimes we can get into habits, but we don't. We remember that we created that habit somewhere along the line, whether consciously or unconsciously, and it's only by realizing, oh, I've got that habit of always wearing, or it might be a choice. Some people say, well, I only want to wear one colour, but that's a conscious choice rather than, and it could be people are trying to avoid something, or maybe they had an embarrassing situation sometime about what they wore, or, you know, there's so many elements to it and every person will be different. But I think it's quite useful to look at what, first of all, realise, oh, do I actually have a style story? In the beginning, you know, maybe people don't even think, oh, I have a style story. Mm-hmm. And then starting to explore what that might be, and is it restricting you in any way, or is it working for you, or is it worked for you and now, like you say, you know, now you want to wear colour. It's worked for you in the past, but now you want to embrace something different. But it's bringing the consciousness to it.
I think,
and
also
having it as part of you.
Sorry to interrupt. Just to the as your life changes. So, you know, when I was at work in a corporate office job, it was very convenient to not necessarily same colour, but same style of things. And I'd wear that, you know, you go to the shop and you buy that. And it almost, I didn't do this, but I know people do. They'll buy exact copies of things. And then that's my kind of corporate work clothes. And then, but then you don't think that once you've changed to something different, you have to kind of adapt that as well, don't you?
Yeah, and I think we can, like, I've been with someone recently who, you know, she was showing me clothes she wears outside of work, lots of print and colour and, you know, form-fitting clothes, and then what she wears for work, completely different, and she's not happy with that part of her wardrobe, but it's such a huge part of her life, her work, and then bringing more of her into that. But sometimes it's not till you see it. And I said, oh, you know, it seems like you wear that and that. And she's, oh, yeah, you know. And sometimes we're so in it, or we're so used to it, that we don't notice it anymore, do we? We just don't even notice things. And I think it is do I have a style story? What would that even be? And, oh, I can see that I have got that, or I do say that to myself, or, you know, or even be kind of like how you react to someone paying you a compliment. You know, that becomes habit as well, doesn't it? It could be just thank you, or it could be, oh, you know,
this thing.
You go into this whole story of about this piece of clothing that you're wearing, and that was also a habit. So it's really quite a wide, you know, it's not like a process of, well, we'll talk about this, and this, because each person's going to be very different. And a lot of us were put in school uniform, weren't we?
Oh, yes.
You know, from age like 4 to 7, 16, 18. And there might be feelings about that kind of thing, about the colours, or, you know, even things like that can. Or it can be, didn't really have room to experiment because 5 days a week you're in that, you know, that uniform. So it can be lots of different things. People have different experiences. And what one person thinks, someone else says, oh, I've never think that, or I've never thought that. So it's quite interesting. But I think if we don't kind of explore this, we can keep repeating these same patterns that maybe aren't helping us or aren't working for us now, as you say, as we're evolving into different things.
Yeah, and what you said about the compliment, I'm trying to be better at that, because someone pointed it out, or someone said it, not necessarily about me, but that we're very, if people will comment, you'll always then put down what you're wearing by saying, oh, I got this in it was a bargain in a charity shop or whatever, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, good, maybe you're, that's the fact that you're proud of it, and I think you should be. But it's sort of like trying to downgrade the compliment, because it's hard to take a compliment.
Yeah.
I think I'm trying, you know, you try and do that thing where someone just pays you a compliment, you just say, oh, thank you.
That's it.
That's really kind. Or I often will say, if I get compliments, when I, you know, when it's lovely, and obviously it's always nice to receive a compliment, just say, oh, thank you, that makes me really happy or whatever. Now, a friend had a compliment the other day, and she actually messaged me to say, she was walking down the street and someone walked towards her and they said, oh, like her coat or whatever she was wearing. And she said, you know what? That's really made my day. I'm going to try and make sure I do that for other people, because I see people, I'm on the train or see people walking down, I think, oh, I really like this, that and the other. And you know what? don't do it in a creepy way, but if you see something, I think it's really good to do that. I know I've noticed other people doing it, and I've started to try and do it. Sometimes you do get an odd reaction, but even if you're, you know, at a venue or something, so, oh, I really like those, your shoes or whatever, or your coat or your jumpsuit, whatever, people are really happy because... And also, sometimes I'll ask them where they got it from, because for the same reason, I do really like it.
But so. I think it is also, you know, like, so let's say you're the person paying the compliment. If someone starts downgrading in some way, like, oh, this old thing, I've had this, or whatever, it almost, like, is a bit of a, I can't remember, think of the word, but you're not accepting the gift of the compliment.
No,
it's almost
not.
Like you're trying to downgrade it. But if you just say thank you, whatever you might be thinking or whatever you thought you might want to say, just thank you is enough, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
We thank you, full stop.
You do,
and
feel
then
like
afterwards
you
might think,
it.
Oh God, I can't believe someone complimenting me in this and my hair doesn't look right.
Yeah,
or we might
go,
oh, my hair doesn't look right today. Or go into this whole explanation, which kind of takes away the gift that the person is trying to give you by paying a compliment.
I mean, I'll often say, like, say someone will give a compliment. I'll say, oh yeah, well, I dropped something down it and I'm hiding it. And you know, you think, well, don't tell them now.
No.
But it's already, you know, just like you say, learn to just say
but
no,
it's
thank
a habit,
you.
Looking at these kind of habits, which are part of your style story, if you like, is a pattern that you may, until someone points out, and like you say, they oh, that lady, someone gave her a compliment, oh, that made my day. If you say to that person, oh, that's really made my day, thank you, you may never meet that person again.
No,
but the fact that they bothered, you know, is just a really nice thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
so it's all part of this style story that maybe we don't think we've even got a style story, or you know, we just don't notice these things, and sometimes it can be hard to point it out to someone else, can't it?
You know,
do you know that you never just take a compliment? You're always putting yourself down or whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, that's brilliant. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Definitely lots of food for thought there. And we'll see you again very soon.
Yes, hope so.
Thank you. That's Lucy Barrett,
Alex.
Style Coach.
Cambridge 105 Radio.